Play the fucking track.
Come on down and listen to the party.
Hey, 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 hey.
We got Tone, Time, Nick, Pat, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Bob.
Hey,
so let's breathe here. You got Gus Van Loon.
Hey, 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 hey.
If you don't, then you're a sellout. But it's all the suits. Round of applause. See you come.
Welcome to the pod. Shout out one, Dave Trago.
Yeah, shout out Trago.
Shout out Trago
for his successful battle.
Shout out Trags.
That evil disease.
Shout out.
I will be steering the ship today. I am Nick Morato, and to my immediate left is the pal of the pals, the Northern Lad, at Bubba Gumpino. Gumpy. How was Little Santa?
How was Little Santa?
It's a beautiful day.
Hey, happy little Santa.
Happy little Santa.
Happy little Santa to all of you. I hope you put your plate out and you got something nice.
I put
nice.
My plate out. I didn't get shit.
The plate master comes around and gives you presents?
You have to put the plate out to get the present. That's how
what
it
kind
works.
Of plate?
Presents go on the plate? Or
usually it's a Christmas plate you put out.
I thought it was shoes. I thought you put your shoes out.
See, we do, I believe, in America, put your shoes out for St. Nick.
What? I thought it was cookies and
put
milk.
Put your shoes
and
in the hallway.
No, you do that on Christmas Eve.
I put my clogs out.
Yeah. Well, you guys celebrate St. Nicholas Day.
Oh, St. Nick, yeah.
St. Nick wouldn't come to my house if I put my shoes out.
Why?
No, not for the best as much. No.
He would die.
Joining the rest of us.
No, Z, you would have liked him, dude. He just gives you candy.
Yeah, he would die if he had my shoes.
Much like Santa's elves, the builders who make this thing go at Tone Digs Tony.
Tony.
I heard you guys lost your first fucking war.
Second war, we lost a couple of them.
It was tough. Because your leadership stinks.
Whoa.
Zito is here. He is a terrible leader.
You don't have elixir. You don't have leadership. You don't have the Lord Master.
Tony, I don't have the Grand Warden, no.
Connor's here. He doesn't have the Grand Warden.
Or the Barbarian King.
I want the Barbarian Horde.
Ty's here. He's got no elixir or barbarian.
Well, I have plenty of elixir. I don't have any dark elixir.
Zito called for a war and didn't go to war.
I'm going to tell you right now. I just Googled this right now. Julius Caesar did lose his first four wars.
How about that? What about
that
Napoleon?
That is actually refreshing. That's good to know. Mitt is back there. Mitt is in the clan as well now.
Not sure.
Yes.
And that's how we fucking lost.
The clown
like
of the
me
clan.
And Mitt are in the clan, and we suck right now. We're not big enough yet.
Who's good at this?
Nick's,
sounds
Nick's
like
Z,
nobody.
A bunch of people.
I did not perform well in the war.
I didn't know that.
What the fuck? You're supposed to carry the team, dude.
There was rumblings on the internet that Zito's base is very poorly put together.
My base is nice.
I'm looking for the exact phrasing, Guppy. I'm going to find it.
Well, we know Bruce Brown spent $129.99 on the Black Friday gems deal, so his place is unbelievable.
No, he ended up quitting. He did the 120.
He's done.
$130.
This thing stinks.
Am I kicking him out right now?
Oh no, I didn't know if he was actually done. I was
kick him fucking out, Bruce. If you don't want to get kicked out, show your face now.
Or give us $100.
The exact comment I saw was, "Zito's base is so rushed."
What does that mean?
Oh, dude. It means it's sloppy.
Call rushed AF.
But what does that mean, though?
It means... Well,
I need a comment back. Why?
Zed also, that person, they must be the cream of the crop because Zed's fucking base would shit on damn near everybody's in the clan.
Well, that's whole clan stinks, so.
Yeah,
we're definitely not good.
Leave. Is it just high volume, though?
I don't
that's
remember
what
his
this
name,
person
but
said.
We had
a top dog left?
Yeah, we had a good guy. No. He
wait,
left.
What? Why?
He didn't lose his last two battles either. He was like, I'm fucking hot!
What?
We were losing 140-70.
To quit?
He chose to sit out the bowl game. We were getting our asses kicked.
Yeah, he moved to the draft.
This team stinks.
No, yeah,
what
we
the
have a,
fuck?
We're very early, though.
Ragtag group.
Ragtag group.
Still come together.
The Kraken aren't the best team in the goddamn league.
They're good on home ice.
We're good on home ice, too.
Great on the home front.
It's the attack portion, similar to the Kraken.
And I did see there was a couple soldiers who were saying, like, hey, we're level 30. We're definitely, you know, safe, right? And I suggested, I said, hey, you know, I mean, we want these warriors hungry. We should kick both those guys out of the clan immediately. Get them hot.
Goodbye.
Get those son of a bitches off the battlefield now. They're free.
man. That's right.
And I don't know if we ended up actually doing
No, we did, because 30 is way too low. Yeah. I mean, I'm like 32, mid like
I was
going to
say, I'm like a 25.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
So am I cleansing right now? Am I getting rid of people?
Destroy the weaklings now!
Initiate cleanse.
It is time for a good purge.
Send the barbarian king to the lower levels of the clan seat.
All right.
Destroy them.
There's a guy named Bill. Should we get rid of Bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Bill.
Is Bill good?
His base is actually coming around.
Is it Bill
McComas? I mean, Bill is lower than me. He can't be, unless he poured $1,000 into it, he can't be.
There's a very
good
chance of that. Bill might have sold some NFTs. He may be possibly trading some Pokemon cards to acquire a multitude of gems.
There was a hot $6 deal today that gave you the Barbarian King. So,
oh, really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Bill, you have the Barbarian King.
Is it still up?
How do I not have the Barbarian King? Did it give you Dark Elixir?
It did not, but I did just unlock Dark Elixir.
Wow.
Just a what?
Bill's crushing
Bill
right
is
now.
Crushing.
As if there was any doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, real surprise. Shocker, you know?
Yeah, he cracked
like a moth to a flame, young William has taken over the reins.
I did spend what was going to be the down payment on my house on this game.
No. I respect that.
Have fun living in a box.
Smart. How about the weekend, boys? Anyone do anything exciting? Anyone watch anything good?
I mean,
there was a lot of football to be watched.
Yeah, just football. Hawkeye, next episode of Hawkeye.
I'm interested. I like it.
Hawkeye's good.
It has my attention.
Better than I thought it was going to be. Now, granted, I've only seen two episodes so far.
I'm so mad that I caught up, though. That's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
When you got to wait a week now.
Similar to Succession.
There's a lot of stuff coming out.
That's why I love just not watching them.
No.
Yeah, because I don't have to worry about that.
What are you talking about?
That's bullshit, dude.
Like, I'm never going to watch that Hawkeye series. And you know what? I love Steinfeld. I love Steinfeld. Yeah. Just never going to do it. Just won't do it.
I'm transferring my Twitter account to be a Haley Steinfeld stan account.
Really?
Oh, really?
What are you going to name it?
Zito's Haley Steinfeld stan account.
Nice. It's a good account.
Nice.
It's good account.
It's good stuff. How do I tighten this fucking thing? So goddamn loose.
What did I do this week?
Shit!
You alright over there?
I'm alright. I just want to sit back in my fucking
flopping
chair.
Flopping that thing around.
It's so hard to keep still. I mean, I didn't really do shit this weekend. Succession was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Is everybody caught up on
good.
Sicko?
No.
What are you, a sicko?
it's
good. Really good.
Not caught up. Did you watch Dexter, Z?
Oh, dude, so good. Honestly.
Really?
I'm not even saying that because I was like, probably because I was a Dexter fan. But
super fan.
You say that about every show. So, once we have the, it was so good, Zito analysis out there, let's break it to the next level.
Some shows have sucked. I've said it.
Break it down.
I do like how they're going with the Trinity style. So like that was the best season of the actual show
by far.
Angel just shows up. Zito, Dexter Zito just popped up in this last episode. It was actually amazing. I was so happy. I was screaming on my TV. But yeah, I honestly do enjoy it. And it's gonna be a small series, so they're not gonna like, season two's coming out. It's really cool.
Ten episodes.
Oh, it's
out
one
the
and
door,
done.
Right?
Yeah. So I enjoy that. So
this is it.
Yeah. Or at least.
I thought I finished Invasion. TGT. I did not finish Invasion.
Yeah, Invasion. Ninth episode of Invasion. Unbelievable.
Has that hit its climax?
Oh, it's climax.
It has, and then
it's come multiple times.
And then But the ninth episode is an absolute sins load. Me and Tony were talking. It is. Me and Tony were talking. We thought it was the last one, but I knew it was 10 episodes. This was just the ninth. I click on the 10th episode. Just the one sentence explanation makes me think, this is not just one season. Even though initially I thought it was just one season.
Here we go.
So this 10th episode is going to be a teller. The 9th episode on its own, unbelievable though. Worth it. You've already hit the payoff.
Still at the payoff. I haven't gone any further yet.
So you got green grass ahead of you, my friend. You got nothing but
good
episodes.
To hear that. Open field. Yeah. Fucking tuck the ball up and go.
Boom.
When is the payoff? What episode?
Four? Five?
Five,
six.
I believe.
Five or six.
Yeah.
I believe it was five.
The build up is tough, but I have a feeling this 10th episode is going to kind of link back to the first. Because the name of the first episode is The Last Day, and the name of the 10th episode is The First Day.
Holy shit!
There's
a fucking brain melter right there.
I think there's a chance that we might have had a couple two timeline situation in Doctor from Jurassic Park. Who's in the first episode?
Dr. Grant.
Who's the sheriff?
Dr. Grant.
I think there's a chance. That is where the show goes. I think it might have gone boom, and then hold on, we're going back 10 years, but we're not telling you that we're going back 10 years.
boom, 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 boom. Shit. First day is the last episode.
The barbarian! Is that you, barbarian? The barbarian king!
You're right,
Jesus Christ. You okay?
This stuff just burns.
I did watch some Freeform as well.
But when you have you fucking eighth of the day.
I have caught Home Alone and Jingle All the Way so far.
Okay.
So
don't worry.
Well, those are on 12 hours a day.
Yeah. For the next 4 weeks.
Good catches. I caught Home Alone as well. I caught a little bit of Santa Claus 2.
Okay.
I forget what the actual subtitle for that movie is.
Return of Santa.
3 is the escape clause.
Yep.
2 is where they produce the plastic toy Santa.
Return of Santa.
To take care while Tim Allen is home on business.
Oh, that guy's wild.
Yeah.
Underrated Christmas movie.
Which one?
Fred Claus.
I was just going to say Fred Claus.
It might be my...
Well,
that's because Vince Vaughn's asshole in it. So
you know why.
Four Christmases.
You know who Santa is.
I love Four Christmases.
Oh, yeah. Giamatti.
It's Giamatti, fellas. I mean,
might be his finest role.
Yeah, it's up there.
Better than Big Fat Liar.
Come on. That's, well, that might be, Sam, that's the checkmate. That's the
come on. What are we talking about?
He's all blue, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's like,
who's the main character in Invasion? Who's the top actor?
Honestly, all of them are kind of nobodies. That's why I think I like it.
The original top billing was Dr. Alan Grant.
Yeah. Yes, but. He might be
What's
back.
His name? He's South African.
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
There's a lot of... it's good acting, though. Rest in peace. Like, everyone... I mean, it's Apple TV. I feel like Apple TV just put out...
They do not miss often.
No.
They don't put out much, but they don't miss
often. There's a bunch of shows on there that nobody give a fuck about.
Oh, don't say Truth. I love that show.
Never even heard of that
show
one.
That show does stink.
No! No! I'm
sorry. I tried.
There's a decent amount of shows on there.
Shrink Next Door.
I wouldn't even give a thought to watch
it. Has anybody tried...
has anybody watched?
Okay. No, you told me not to try it.
Yeah, so. The Pharaoh Paul Rudd. So much hope, so much
stinks.
Promise.
Dope Six, say
it. Dope Six Unreal Hulu.
Dope Six, very good.
Yeah, I know. I was just.
Oh, that's only like 7 or 8 episodes, so you can steamroll right through that.
I'm telling you, give Goliath a chance on Amazon.
Fucking William Bob Thornton.
It is so fucking good. Third season.
What is Goliath?
Bit of
about?
A miss. First and second season, it is awesome.
What's Goliath about?
It's classic Billy Bob.
That's also Stars?
No, Amazon. That's on Amazon.
Because that's what I was thinking. Because I was thinking about doing Power.
Yeah.
But at this point, if I add a streaming service to another one that
so there's
I have,
not
I
much on Stars.
Yeah, exactly.
There's movies. There's lots of movies on there
Stars
that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Power is a, Ghost fucking season 2 is fire, my friend.
And that's an extension off of
my friend.
But there's about 5 extensions off of Power, the original. Oh, okay.
Feel the power!
Is he in it?
Yeah, main character.
No way.
One
50 Cent doesn't miss, my friends. He is.
You don't need to add any streaming service. You come talk to me. I'll give you what you need.
Come on. You got the streams.
You can watch whatever you want.
Foxy said the streams have also been on fire as of late, so maybe I do.
Come to the dark side.
Maybe.
I do believe we have quite a massive forward.
We do. It's a large.
I love it. I fucking love it.
It's a large.
Now we go.
I think we just jump right into that thing. It's time.
If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify.
Oh, I've heard that.
Why not think about cryptocurrency?
Yes.
Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto into your mix.
Need it.
Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everybody.
Yes.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin.
Wait. Wow. Whoa.
I'm going to say it again because I don't believe it, even though I'm reading it. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin.
Gimme.
When
give
you
me
sign up
Bitcoin.
Today at coinbase.com/thepod. That's coinbase.com/thepod for $10 in free Bitcoin. Sign up today. This offer ain't lasting forever.
Clap their cheeks with clap cleats. The original sex socks. Traction for the action, thrust for the lust. Bring out your A game. This is not an ad read. This is these are fucking socks that we're looking at.
Clap
right
their
here.
Cheeks are with these clap cleats.
Yeah, dude.
Thrust for the lust. There's no way these are
They're like
are
those
real.
Socks with like the rubber bottoms.
Yeah. Not yeah. yet. I gotta go get my clap cleats. Where's my fucking?
If you're fucking
cleats?
On a hardwood floor, you're fine.
Yeah. Clip clap.
And if it's chilly, it's chilly outside this time of year.
Uh-huh.
Feet won't get chilly.
Mitt would have these things filled with goo in 0.3 seconds unusable.
It's funny you say that because I do think I saw like two or three pairs of clap cleats stuck to his floor when I was over a couple
that feels
weeks
right.
ago. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nothing beats Mitt's fucking industrial-sized speaker.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that thing
from
fucking
a fucking
bangs,
industrial
dude.
Work
yeah,
site.
It's a locker room. Dang. It's like a locker room yeah. pre-game speaker that it's someone's like assigned to bring to away games. Mitt has
this
one
thing
of those.
Crushes, dude.
It's
dude,
hysterical.
It fucking shakes the floor. It's awesome.
Do yeah, if I was. Hate you?
Oh, my God. That's what I was going to say. If I was his neighbors, imagine. I would put a bullet in my head so fast.
I don't know.
I mean, okay. Well, once the guy that lives next to me, he's like probably like in his 20s, like. Early 20s, maybe younger than me, I have no idea, but there is a poor older lady that lives across the hall that she said hi to me when I moved in. She has not talked to
well,
me.
Well, what
since.
The hell is she well, doing living imagine. There?
That's what true. I thought. That's, yeah,
that's
I
on
don't
her.
Think that's my fault.
That's all, yeah, that's her fault.
That is her fault, just because.
But, you know, when your place smells like a fucking barnyard and it's leaking from yours into the entire hallway and there's fruit flies flying everywhere, I mean.
No, got rid of those.
Okay, all right. As long as you're, you know, doing
what
you got to do.
I don't understand the purpose. Whoa.
Of clap cleats?
Yeah.
Outdoors. I mean, farmers must be fucking strapped to the gills in clap cleats.
I think it's for the slip game. You can't slip anymore.
What? Well,
true.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you
hardwood
have like slick hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is for like kitchen, dining room.
Yeah.
If you get the upgrade, I'm pretty sure that like, you're able to like a button comes out and you like just connect to the bed. So you're one with the bed.
Joe okay. button?
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like you're basically Iron Man.
So I thought that... The upgrade is like the ones that have like the individual toes, like the workout shoes.
These actually have the individual toes, I think.
These are just hospital really? Socks? Is that what these are? Oh, well, no,
like
they look a little more stylish.
Yeah, the clap cleats.
I believe they have toes as well.
They do have the toes. Okay, I didn't see
Well, you never know when you're going to need access to a toe to stick it into an orifice.
That's true. That's true.
You will have that readily available.
Yeah. Wait, do you have your clap cleats on? I mean the three taglines, like they really do sell it.
Yeah.
Traction for the action. That's unreal.
Thrust
That's
for the lust.
Yeah. Bring out your A game.
Clap cleats.
Clap clap.
What's next?
Go on, Nick.
The nurse who set off the fire alarm to see his colleague's breasts bounce as she ran down the corridor is facing the end of his career.
What?
You think he was just standing at the fucking pulley down thing the entire day until she got to the very end of the hall?
Excellent, she's in position.
Has to.
I like poops.
Because he wasn't going to pull it not knowing where she was.
No, right. No, yeah, he had. I mean, he's probably been planning this for 3 weeks.
Three years.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right.
Figure there's at least two other people still on the loose that they haven't figured out.
It's like Ocean's 11, together. The planning stage.
At least
was that a cherry Coke?
I was going to say, at least he can still enjoy an ice-cold cherry Coke.
True.
You might not have the money for a cherry Coke anymore.
Is he a sick bastard over here?
What's this guy doing? What's this guy doing?
I mean,
well,
it's not good.
I just came in to say, hey, what's going on, boys?
Oh, man.
I saw your pictures on the wall here as I was heading out of the meeting, heading out. The glasses look good. How come you guys don't wear glasses? You don't like the way these two guys operate?
No, I wore them for two shows, and it was tough to get used to the brightness of the room afterwards.
Yeah, it gives you a headache living in the worlds that Connor lives in.
Yeah, the shaded world.
Hey, I think you guys look good, and thanks for the mental toughness of being able to wear the sunglasses.
Anytime, man. It's a sweet little coat.
This thing's unbelievable.
Hey, no, warm. That.
I would recommend this to everybody who needs to take their dogs outside and it's cold as fuck.
That's a good dog taking outside coat.
Today was the first day, too, where it was like, oh, it is.
Shit.
Yeah, it is cold.
-8 degrees,
oh, no,
my friend.
What did we talk about earlier today? The garage is a big game changer, too.
Love a garage. People who have had a garage their whole lives and growing up on one don't know how good they've had it.
Good for them.
They have no idea.
I'm so
This is the first time I've ever used a garage. It's a game changer, Connor. You should see this thing.
So having the parking garage also, unbelievable. Kind of the same effect, but a little harder, obviously. Wait till it snows, and you just don't have to clean off your car.
Oh, glorious. I haven't even experienced it yet.
Yeah, you don't even have to, you know, heat up your car because there's no frost.
That garbage every day, you kidding me?
No way.
No, garbage. It's nice being in the garage. Yes, very much so. Yeah.
I'm wearing these type of jackets. I'm parking in garages. Things are good.
Hell yeah. That's high society, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you are.
Things are good.
Things are...
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, man.
See you. Yeah, very nice.
I don't know what that guy did, but it sounded like he's big scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
Man, like pulled a fire alarm so he could see his colleague's boobs bounce while she ran down the hallway.
So, yeah, you could say he's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You... Right there.
While enjoying an ice cold cherry coke.
No. They got him. Yeah. They got him.
Got him right in.
Got him.
Got it.
Shout out to all the frontline workers, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out.
Not this guy. Not this scumbag, but all the other ones.
I want to see your titties bounce.
It's been a long couple years.
Pulled it immediately.
You think he was like the guy with a shaky water bottle or this cherry coke?
Nah, he wasn't shaking.
He's probably had
two. That was the smoothest sip of cherry coke he's ever
probably
had.
Probably had a goddamn 2 liter on ice.
I think this is like the photo that's actually on his like pass card for the nurses. When he actually pulled the alarm, his other hand was strapped to his baloney, just waiting to see his colleague run down the hallway. Yeah.
I mean, suit's a little big.
A little bit.
It was a good run. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun in prison, pal. What's next?
How do you think they caught him?
His fingerprints.
He was
on
the only one jerking off in the hallway with a fucking fire alarm.
Or that, like five people saw him. Like, yeah, that guy did it.
No, he's right there. We've seen the plans in his.
Everybody
his
else exited the building, and that guy was just standing there,
drawn
like,
up in his backpack,
foaming at the mouth.
What do we have here?
Bastard.
Reversible Durex two-sided condoms for repeat wear.
Okay, now we
know.
This can't
be real. All
right, guys.
This can't be real.
Now you know. Get me that for Christmas, okay? Don't want anything else but these reversible,
perfect,
double-sided condoms.
Perfect stocking stuffer. Yeah.
You see a disclaimer?
No, what is it?
Wash after wearing or use.
Well, okay.
Well, that's common sense.
To not prevent pregnancy.
That's common sense.
Nah, I'm all right.
You're going to want to rinse this off when you turn it inside out.
Nah, it's okay.
Man,
it'll still work.
Three condoms? I could jerk off six times.
Tell people to wear fucking three masks and we're bringing out reversible rubbers? Come on.
I mean, double-sided rubbers, this is going to crush in the homeless community.
What do these have to do with the masks?
It'd be nice if one side was, like, ribbed and the other side was,
that
like,
would be
a,
cool.
Like a heating, cooling, you know, like a different flavor.
So fire and ice.
I think I'm ever washing the damn condom. Are you imagine fucking holding your fucking condom in the
you
sink?
You don't wash your condoms in Canada, pal?
Fuck off.
You just put it in the fucking dishwasher.
Yeah, you gotta wash Jimmy's.
It's like a plastic plate.
Strap it over a bowl to make sure.
Fucking
put on a spoon even if you want to
wash it full of fucking rubbers.
What are you sick Canadians been doing this whole time? Wearing the same ones?
Nah.
Buddy.
Grab it out of the garbage can, buddy.
Oh, man. Yeah, Durex, though. Changing the freaking game. Trojan, your move, dude. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Make it happen.
The great news, too, is you find one of these puppies laying on the side of the road. You pick that up, turn it inside out, reuse that son of a bitch. You take that home with you.
That's right.
Hold on. Is that a double-sided? Give me that. I'll put it in my pocket, dude. I don't fucking care. I'll use it later. I'm out of socks.
Oh, you know you're in a good part of town when you're finding condoms
on the side of the road. Oh, yeah.
True tail indicator.
Ooh. Have you ever thought about doing ad
stop
space
the
on
stop
those?
Signs?
Yeah. Hey, what flavor is that one?
What'd you say about ads?
They should put ads on condoms.
Honey, I think?
So it's like a marketing thing, like some porn. Like, oh, wow, that's a cool ad.
Oh, wait,
like
stop
it tattoos
it.
Your
stop.
Dick or
I gotta,
whatever?
I gotta read this. It's a pretty good
that
deal.
Would be cool.
Yeah. What, you got a coupon on the inside?
It would be like NASCAR. It would be NASCAR,
like
but on a guy's penis.
Or if they like put it in like a to-go box at like Applebee's or something like that. So when you had sex, like your dong, you know, smelled like some fucking boneless.
Ooh, scented.
Oh. Yeah. What? Boneless tendies.
Yes. And oh, Terramana. Slushy.
Yeah. Terramana, maybe.
Terramana, sure. That's actually a really good idea.
Something to think about, you know.
like Wendy's.
That one's on me. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like that food, one's for free.
Fast food smelling condoms.
Yeah, exactly. You or want your curly fries nutsack to smell like a fucking junior bacon cheeseburger. You just put it inside the wrapper.
I want some more. I want some more.
Yeah. Hey, my balls smell like a Hershey Sunday pie from Burger King. You're going to love it. Just wait. Don't worry. I got this double-sided condom, so.
Next.
That's awesome. That's
good.
Oh,
here we go.
Legend.
The big man went and got himself one of these.
One of these.
Get yourself one of these.
From Popeyes, the state champ.
Congrats.
I get yourself one of these.
Hey, way to go get one of those, huh?
Way to go get one, meme guy.
I've... Can't believe this kid is this old.
I know.
Is he a freshman or like a senior in high school?
I don't know, to be honest.
Mitt has like watched tape of him, so Mitt, I mean.
How is he, man? Yeah. Hey, you do watch tape.
I have not watched tape.
You got this guy on your rivals, Mitt? What's going on with
him? No, I watched his TikToks. He makes TikToks. They're kind of funny.
How old is he?
I think he's a senior.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's probably a junior, actually. I have no idea.
Okay, so you could be a freshman.
Makes TikToks.
He's a senior. Maybe a junior.
So he's got a shot at getting another one of these.
How fast was fucking?
Yeah, he might have a couple.
He might have a couple of those.
Back to back.
Yeah.
So how old do we think he was? Like, was he in, when he went famous or viral?
I don't know, what, like 10?
6. Maybe.
I got
like,
him.
Like, do we think 8th grade?
I got him pegged at 7.
12 years ago. Yeah, 12 years ago.
But there's no way that was 12 years ago.
No, because
there wasn't social media.
Is there confirmation that this is him?
12
how?
Years ago? 2009? Yeah.
Facebook. Twitter started in like 2008, 2009.
True. I didn't actually get up on any of it like 2014.
Now, if we could just get the update on where a fucking fried chicken kid is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we know where he is.
He was probably on the other team.
How many fucking state championships he had
played last night, dude?
Okay. I just haven't seen that update.
I love chicken.
Either that or he's fucking
don't say it.
Touring Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Or you could say, sure. I've always been a comedian. I'm funny as shit.
Yeah.
Of course, it did say that.
Yeah. Opening for Bill Burr.
Yeah. I'm an old soul.
What the fuck did you just say,
tell
man?
Me come a joke. On.
I said that he might be dead from blood clots.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that was on
God damn it. He's
a
child.
Life, dude.
I was just saying. We don't know.
Shut he's up. A person.
What's next?
He is a
trying
person.
To bring the mood back up here. Oh, here we go. The granddaddy of them all. The Holy Grail.
Wow.
Poop, 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 poop.
It's poop again. This monster turd went viral a couple days ago, I guess. Yeah, that's poop.
Oh,
yeah.
That's poop.
See, when you guys said it, I thought it was a penis for sure.
Nope, poop. And that's not an elephant poop.
Yeah, no, some guy came in and thought he had a broken back. And then fucking dumped out this 18-foot long.
Uh-huh.
This thing weighs 65 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Are they going to zoom in on that?
No.
Zeke, we going to zoom in on that?
Careful, you don't want to zoom in. Too close.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
It is
ancient sea slug, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They need to freeze that and sell it for millions of dollars. There will never be a bigger poop ever.
Depending on where it was at, like, I don't know, if this was in Chicago, they could go feed it to the homeless. All you can eat, they can have like all you can eat for, you know, a couple days.
Yeah, I heard this guy broke both of his hips pooping out.
Pelvis was absolutely shattered.
Destroyed.
I would imagine that he passed out for like 6 to 8 hours after. Yeah.
Do you think this thing smelled?
What
do you think it smelled? Those masks aren't even for COVID. They're for the smell of this thing. It was putrid.
You see how there's no one else in the hallway, Z? The entire hospital
like
had to exit
like,
the
oh
building.
Oh, my God. You smell that?
Yeah. Don't go down there. Don't go down there. Don't go down there.
Look at her face, dude.
I can't believe they left it in the bedpan. Put that thing on its own hospital bed and wheel it down the hall.
Yeah.
They should have had it in a wheelchair, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Get that thing mobile.
They had to use 8 wheelchairs just to get the guy from surgery.
Can
after
we get a picture
poop.
Of the guy that it came out of?
This is disgusting.
Or
this
is it just the Duke of Banquets?
It might have been the Duke of Banquets. Yeah.
This is just the first plot.
I was going to say.
Right. These are his rabbit turds.
Yeah, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah, he's dumping out like 12 of those at once. And that's if he's, you know, add a lot of cheese and it doesn't get a clean one.
He poops in the bathtub. Yeah, so, I mean, I think we've realized that a regular toilet.
If you can find this tweet of this image, it is a real treat to scroll through the replies.
Oh, yeah.
Someone actually sized out the size of the feces and put it up next to the woman's arm. It's damn near the same thing.
Yeah. I would assume much. It looks like the size of her leg, to be honest.
Man, I assume
how
she
many,
quit.
Man, how many cash dollars would it take for you to eat half this thing? If they cut it in half and you had to eat it with a fork and a knife?
Dude, I haven't been able to actually like look at this. This is so disgusting.
That's the size of the burrito that the fatso ate on Man vs. Food.
Adam Richman.
Is he alive still?
Oh, yeah. He lost a bunch of weight, coincidentally, when he stopped doing the show and eating 18-pound hamburgers every fucking night.
Well, it turns out.
Oh, yeah. He did. He blimped back up, didn't
what?
He?
What?
He has Ow. Had a good time since.
Oh, no.
Is this his poop?
Man, seriously, though, how much to eat half yeah. of it? Just put a number on it. No hypothetical. Hypothetical. $1 billion.
$1 billion.
It would be very hard to actually do it, but I would definitely try for $1 billion.
You could just fucking put it in a Sunday bowl and just eat it with a spoon.
1 billion.
Dump a bunch of 2% milk on it.
Soften it up.
Mix it up.
Oh, some sprinkles.
Dude, fucking whipped cream.
You want some fudge?
A banana maybe? A
couple maraschino cherries.
I'm going to fucking, I think we're
fucking
good.
Banana split.
Yeah, exactly. Poop split.
Poop split.
Be awesome.
That thing is rank looking.
Yeah. Rank looking. That is the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
If anybody has more information, send it in.
Dude, I feel like it's fucking staring at me. I can't
it is. It has a heartbeat, dude. Me. That thing could actually crawl over to you and
cut me in half and eat half of me.
Eat me. I'm not just a poop.
I'll give you $1 billion.
I'll give you $1 billion to eat me.
You know where she actually took this was down to the prenatal ICU. She hooked it up in the incubator.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had to keep it. Had to keep it fresh.
And now there's a couple families that are prospects to take it home, but going to have to do some sleepovers first, obviously.
How relieved was this guy, though? Or
Which
lady?
Guy?
Oh, they fucking let this thing out.
I assume he lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, he also woke up from a 10-year coma. So he's probably pretty pumped. But, I mean, you know.
Did I mention that?
What happened? What did you guys feed me?
Jesus Christ!
How many weeks do you think this dude has been, like, not able to shit?
Constipated?
No, like I said, it took him 10 years to wake up out of a coma, and then that was the dump he took after.
I mean, his butthole is the size of fucking...
That water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do wonder, like, what human... I need to see the human who did this.
I know.
Like, put this on a weighted scale. To. We need to put this thing through the combine.
Yeah, I don't want to attach this thing to a face.
Why not?
That's disgusting. That is a dangerous game. This is so fucking gross.
I need to see the face. It's just like the nurse. Like, I had to see that fucking weirdo who pulled the fire alarm just to see his coworker's boobs. Yeah. It's the exact same thing. I got to see the guy who pooped this out. But also, whoever pooped this out might have gone, gone home and...
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, if anyone out there has any information...
His heart might have fallen out of his butthole.
Yeah, exactly. He's colossal just leaking poop forever now, too. Diapers, no matter what.
And if you'd like to produce another one, Mitt said he'd eat half of it
for $20.
Yeah.
Did not.
This could be Adam Richman who shit this out.
Adam
like
who?
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Okay.
Chestnut? Like after a hot dog eating contest?
If it's a competition eater who pooped it, then it kind of more respect to him.
Yeah.
But he's also probably done with competition because if he ate anything going forward, it'd just slide right out his butthole.
Yeah, exactly. So,
that's quite an advantage.
Mitt, the longer you look at it, does it make you want to put it in your mouth more?
I have actually been looking at this screen down here instead.
The longer I look at it, it just kind of looks like a like jumbo chocolate-covered banana.
I was thinking like a chocolate-covered...
That's a frozen banana.
Yeah, it's a frozen banana, yeah. Dude, yeah, fuck it, I'll eat it for $20.
Mitt, what do you think that
it
smells
like?
It
looks
like
a giant eel, dude.
Christ, fucking
Mitt.
It smells like the fattest sack of wine hockey bag. That's what it smells like.
What's next?
I don't know.
Keep
going.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, it's that time of year.
Take it away.
Be careful.
It's that time of year. If you are unfamiliar with the suicide cord, let's learn you up. Anyone else hang Christmas lights this weekend?
I did not.
I actually did, yeah.
No, I probably will never do that.
I did. I did go get a real tree, though.
Really?
A real one?
Tall. Oh, yeah.
Taller than Zeed's 9-footer?
Mine is 9 feet tall.
Oh, we got a tree off.
Tree off.
Zeed's fake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well then.
Which
mine wins.
Yours is real.
Yeah.
Can we light it on fire after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I don't know if you can do that. Yeah. Do a fire pit. We can throw it out there and
chop it up.
Chop it up. Get some firewood.
I'm gonna get a tree covered in mine.
Lighting a full one on fire is
awesome.
Sorry.
So I did hang my Christmas lights this weekend. Went pretty successfully until I got to the end to go plug them in, and it turns out probably a good idea to start with them plugged in so you can actually access the AC outlet, other than having to go back and rearrange the entire system you had set up on the house. You know, and I pride myself on being an intelligent individual. I know a little bit about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I do lack a lot of knowledge in the electrical area. Mm-hmm. Silly me, I thought there has to be some type of adapter, some type of AC male-to-male adapter that I can just go pick up at the hardware store to make these plugs fit and make this all work, because I just spent 3 hours and went up 30 feet on my roof to hang these lights, and they won't fucking turn on because there's no power. So I go to Ace Hardware, and as I'm walking along, nice old man in the middle of the aisle, he looks at me and he can see there's pain in my eyes. He can see I'm hurting and I'm lost and I'm confused.
Isaac? Yeah,
I didn't catch his name.
Delbert.
He was a
Edwin.
What's wrong, son?
Bingo. Pretty much nailed spot on the voice. And I said, "Well, sir, I was hanging some Christmas lights, and I found myself in a situation where all I had were the holes and no prongs." And he looked at me and his heart just sank, because he could tell the spot I was in. He told me, "Son, what you need is a suicide cable."
Oh, shit.
"Excuse me, old man?"
That's what I was taken aback. I thought,
what the hell you said
extension
to me,
cord maybe, but he told me the suicide cable was the answer. He said, "We don't sell those here." He said, "And I'd be a fool to tell you how to make one." He said, "But if you were so inclined to take it upon yourself to create such a device, you might be able to find the items in aisle 21.
Oh, okay.
So I looked at him and I said, "Thank you, sweet old man. If I were so inclined, what would that entail?" And he described to me this little device right here, which apparently finding this on the internet reassured me and warmed my heart that there are other people out there in this situation.
Okay.
The reason it's called a suicide cord, my friends, is because if you plug one end in, the other end is hot and it is live. He told me to cover that with a receptacle of some device and never touch it.
Okay.
You will be electrocuted until your untimely death. I chose not to go and create a suicide cord to myself. I bought an 80-foot extension cord and just ran it around my house and found the available outlet on the lights. But I learned a lot that day, and I learned the existence of the suicide cord, and that's why I put this in here to hopefully share the tale with all of you.
Thank you, Brother Nick.
Thank you, Dilbert.
Thank you, Dil.
Isaac at Ace Hardware.
Isaac Dilbert.
He is actually very wise. I go to him questions all the time.
Really, like what?
Anything.
Hey, I got this.
Hey, what should I have for lunch today?
How about this 20-year-old tractor that I stole from an old guy?
Hold on. My brother, Dick, just sold his goddamn tractor.
Keeps breaking down.
But yeah, what we learned there is plug the lights in before you go to start hanging them so you have a starting point.
Smart. Okay. You should know that.
Smart. I should know that, but I didn't.
I attempted it. I climbed up 30 feet. And I was at an angle that I felt like I was pat on top of that steel cage, and I went right down.
Did you not check the lights to make sure they
30 feet?
I almost did. Oh. It was wobbling, dude. It was a wobbling ladder, and I was like, "I'm not fucking doing this."
Can you imagine if Z would be in here in a full body cast, falling off the roof?
I'm surprised you didn't hang scaffolding.
Well, I'd rather do that.
Well, his ladder weighs 6,000 pounds.
He does have one of those incredible flexi-foldy ladders, which I purchased a similar one, and I did. When you go, it's in the T-triangle shape, right? You can go straight to the top. Straight across.
Oh, yeah. Very wobbly.
Lean it up against the wall. I did that. Went up there, and I was like, whoa. I was wobbling a little bit on it. I checked the weight capacity. Max, 300 pounds. Oh. I said, thoughts and prayers to Zed if he goes to try this.
Colleen was trying
to playing pass with fire, my friend.
She was trying to pass the lights, and it was like the big bulb ones, and it fell on the transfer. I was like, "That's a sign. I'm done."
You just stopped halfway.
So is there any lights up, Zed?
Plugged them in. There's just lights in his yard.
It's just around the garage door.
Pretty par for the course. Yeah.
Good for you, Z. Don't die out there.
There's just lighting around the garage door.
Yeah, dude, he just goes around the garage door. And I found a company that does it for like $140. So I was debating on doing it.
It's a good deal.
It's not a bad deal. But yeah, Tony, to your point, I started on one end. And I was like, I know one. It matters which way I start. And I thought more about it. And I was like, fuck it. I'm already up here. I'll just loop it all back around and tie it in some point at the end. Well, when I got to the end, it was not possible. So I had to go get that extension. Lesson learned. I hope I saved someone else up.
I think you did.
Now we know.
And by the way, just going on top of your roof is way better than doing it from the extended ladder. Nick did it from the top.
Yeah, went on top of the roof. Spider-Man that thing hung over the side.
Yeah, yeah. So I went on top of mine too.
So I was trying to do it from low ground. Low ground never wins unless in football.
I was hugging the shit out of that roof though. Just laying flat on it.
Make sure.
It's kind of steep. It's a little steep.
Windy out there too.
It has been windy. Buffalo. Windy. Eat shit.
What's next?
Are you going to tell me how I called you yesterday, Connor?
Oh, my God. This is fucking wild. I completely forgot about this, Z. Thank you. So I'm watching the Pats-Bills game. And Z, you just watched Succession yesterday or Monday.
Yes.
And if you watched the episode of Succession, you know that there's a very funny scene where Logan Roy says, what does he say?
Are you a sicko?
Are you a sicko? So Zed sends me that clip after he watches it, and I just like laugh. He's like, whose face should I put it on? I'm sure we'll see that at some point. Nick had a great recommendation that should happen soon. But there's like 4 minutes left in the Pats game, and the Bills are driving, and I am fucking screaming at the TV. And Zed FaceTimes me, and I pick it up, and he just goes, hey, are you a sicko? Zed, I can't fucking talk to you right now. Call me later. And I hang up, and then like 2 minutes later, I was just like, that was the most absurd, funny thing that's ever happened. I text him just, ha, 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 ha. But at the moment, I was, Z.
I can't believe you answered.
I had to. I can't not, just in case, he fell off his ladder. Yeah. And he can't tell.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So, but no, yeah, that was classic. And once you watch Succession, you will realize that it was that funny.
It was good.
Good up.
Zito, to his credit, really has the finger on the pulse of the moment. He knows when to cut through tension and deliver. That's a right,
dude. He was just laughing. Hey, you sicko. God damn it, Zito.
Got him.
That was awesome.
What's next, Zito?
Boys, a lot of people have been talking about one thing, and that is how work attire, it's changed a little bit.
It has.
After the whole, hey, stay at home and work. Okay, now come back. The thought is, you know what? Let's be a little more comfortable now. The days of wearing the uncomfortable business attires, those days are done. But you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. And you know what you use?
What's that?
Cuts Clothing.
Yeah!
In 2016, Cuts founder Stephen Borelli set out to create clothes ready for every occasion the modern man faces. Borelli's a savage. He started by reinventing the t-shirt. The end result? What GQ magazine, let me say that one more time. What GQ magazine calls
that's the big one.
The only shirt worth wearing. And there's never been a better time to give Cuts Clothing a try, because Cuts is kicking off the holiday sales season early with 30% off site-wide now through December 3rd.
You said 30%.
30% off tie. This comes out on November 3rd. It goes till December 3rd. You know what that means?
What?
You have 1 month exactly to take advantage. Okay?
Okay.
I wear Cuts Clothing.
Every day. I know you do.
I used to have these two or three shirts that I would wear when I go out. I use this 30% off site-wide sale, and now I have 10 different shirts that I can go out, go to work in, look great in, and not have to be worried if I'm underdressed just because they are so comfy. Also, boys, we know that, it's not the easiest time for, clothes and Amazon shipments and all that stuff. You know what they're actually calling it?
What's that?
Shipageddon 2021. Let me say again, Shipageddon.
What?
The end of all shipment problems, meaning the end, aka the beginning of all shipment problems. Okay? In preparation, Cuts is starting their sales season early for you.
Smart.
With once again 30% off site wide starting November 9th.
Oh, Someone's
free. Oh, whoa!
Is that Wall?
Childhood freezer door.
Oh, dude, I love that.
This is definitely the best fridge we've seen. Let's just.
This is my freezer.
Is that ice custard?
This is my fridge and freezer.
Is that Rita's?
That is Rita's Italian ice custard. So I will admit,
Snickers.
The freezer is not usually stocked full of this type of goodness.
Lucky Charms.
But comes over. We've had some illnesses in the house lately. We've had some comfort food going on. Sure. So we have some friends come over who enjoy the vitamins a lot. So we gotta take care of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nick had to change his garage code because I kept coming middle of the night and taking some freezer stuff.
Yep. I would too if I saw this shit.
Lucky Charms ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend actually got that for me. It does taste exactly like Lucky Charms. It's incredible.
Sheesh. I hate cereal, but sheesh. What else is in there? Not just the ice cream and the Rita's ice. Wide. What else is in there?
The
is that some Tyson?
So we've got
dog bone.
We've got. We do have a dog bone with frozen peanut butter for the good boy Walt, who you saw at the bottom. He anytime the fridge is open, he is present, so he is included in the package.
Gotta pay the troll.
Also in the freezer, mostly a lot of frozen veggies, some frozen chicken, and the ice cube trays, the ice cube shots.
Is that fucking garlic bread back there?
That is some Texas toast in the back.
What? Yeah. What? Texas toast?
Why? Who eats Texas toast is a legend.
Hell yeah.
Okay. What else?
Are those Anytizers?
Tyson. That's Tyson.
Looks like an Anytizer.
Chicken fries.
Onions.
And a little bit of frozen chicken fries.
I actually don't know what those are.
Lucky Charms on a Friday night.
It looks like
frozen peanut butter for Big Wild. I need some ice cream. Interesting. For Z. All right, let's check out the fridge. The freezer looks delicious.
Good.
Is that Philadelphia cream cheese?
Did you steal a Parmesan cheese thing shaker from a pizza place?
No, those were gifts, Tony.
Okay.
But I did put crushed red pepper and parm cheese in there for my homemade pizzas.
Painting was a gift, Todd.
A lot of cream cheese, as you can see. What else we got?
Some ranch.
Normally drink 2% milk, but there is some whole milk in
there.
We ran into the situation where the expiration date, is close, and I'm like, I want this last couple of days. I'm not buying 2% milk and drinking it all in a day or two. That
whole
is
whole milk.
That's always the worst.
Is that sweet baby rice?
Yeah. What, you can't handle whole milk, pal?
I drink skim. If I do, I don't drink
little baby.
I'm with you, pal.
I like almond milk, but
She has some almond milk in the back of there, I believe. Yeah. She's got her coffee creamers there as well. What's in the bag?
What's in the fucking bag?
Leftover manicot from Mama Caroli's.
Manicook.
Caroli's?
What's that?
Is it better than Fazoles?
You never have manicot.
Is that the melon? Slightly better than Fazoles.
Hold on.
I know. I couldn't believe it either.
Don't.
Manicot.
It's a giant pasta noodle stuffed with ricotta cheese and covered in sauce.
Oh, so kind of like gnocchi.
No, not like that.
No, but it is quite delicious nonetheless.
Okay.
Those Azteca fucking tortillas are delicious.
Uh-huh, top of the line. Yeah, is that Turner's tea?
Those are Mission tortillas.
Those are Mission.
Yeah. There is some...
God damn it!
Those are the little car
Mission tortillas.
Close that fridge there!
I got them.
Damn. There is actually a couple mini jugs of Turner's tea behind the Freshly Meals, which I did cancel. I will no longer be eating those.
What's up?
What do you mean? They've ran their course.
Those are always kind of good, but anything pre-made never has enough meat.
Huh.
Well said, actually.
I will say the...
You know who does have the meats?
Who's that?
Arby's.
Hell yeah.
They do. If you've been eating greasy pizza, terrible burgers, and feeling like crap, you got to figure it out.
Figure it out.
And Arby's and enjoy the classic roast beef.
What?
The beef and cheddar.
What?
The chicken cheddar ranch.
What?
The boneless wings we've been loving all season long.
All season long.
All that and 22 other delicious sandwiches are all ready to make our lives better. Go to Arby's.
Go to Arby's, dang it.
Love you, Arby's.
Thank you, Arby's.
They have the meats. I'm like those fucking freshly moves. Okay, go ahead.
They really do.
I just, that was a good opportunity.
Love you, Walt.
Love you, Walter.
Thank you.
Those pickles?
Those are pickles, but I'm not a pickle guy. I don't know why they're in there.
Oh, they're flaccid. What are we doing?
I don't eat them.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't eat them.
Oh, no.
Good God.
No.
Oh, but you got the Cinnabon in a can.
Pizza crust.
Pizza crust.
Yeah, you know, I do like making my own pizzas, but I don't do the whole process. I don't make my own dough from scratch. Smart. It's a lot of work.
Come on. Smart.
Yeast, dude.
Yeah, fuck that. Smart. That's a good fridge.
That's a damn good fridge.
Oh, those ciders.
Yeah, we got some Sam Adams leftover, Oktoberfest or whatever it is. And then Stella.
Your cousin
from Boston.
The Stella Artois ciders are her. She is a big fan of those. Delicious. Lady.
Mm. Hey, what's your favorite movie? Tell them what your favorite movie is.
What's your favorite movie, huh?
Good questions. It's pretty standard fridge.
Yeah, that was a great fridge.
Good fridge.
Yeah, I definitely give it like a 9.
It's good, the adult fridge.
A 9. With that freeze.
You just wanted to say the 99.
Oh, man, I do miss the 99.
What's next?
Yeah.
Oh, Ty.
Yeah.
There's two pictures of it.
It's funny because the guy who tied our tree to the top of our car was a grade A slap dick and was definitely avoiding working like the entire time.
Yeah.
And a couple times that thing was shifting around when I was driving, but luckily, you know, I mean, I didn't get a fucking 800-foot tree like this guy did.
Well, I love this move too because there's just no blankets or anything on top of the car. Just
that car
sap
is so
and pine
sappy.
Needles. Yeah,
needles flying everywhere.
It's commitment to Christmas, my friends.
That's right. Yeah. I'll tell you what, that tree does smell just so damn good.
Oh, the
it's
best.
Unbelievable.
How did you put it, like, into one of those water bowls?
Yeah, I got a cereal bowl from the cabinet, put water in, and just set it in there.
I thought it was like a...
He's going to spray with the hose from time to time.
Yeah. Just bring in some water and douse it down.
No, yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. You just get a regular bowl, you just sit it in there and kind of just wait until it doesn't move anymore, and then fill it up with water, and you're
all set.
How'd
you get the star on it?
So I have a ladder.
Okay.
And then I got on the ladder, and then boop, put the star on.
Did you put it on last?
Oh yeah, I have to. Got kidding me? Last. I'll one of these nights, you know, I'll take a picture when it's all lit up. And I'll
tree for our Christmas tree episode. For our Christmas episode, we should do pictures of our trees.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Connor, make sure you buy yours from.
No.
What's Gumpy gonna do?
I have one. It's just like a 3 foot.
I know.
Exactly. Picture right now. Mine's already
Whole Foods. What's your favorite ornament?
I got a couple good ornaments, a couple good ones. I got the fucking...
You got a Derek Jeter one?
I used to.
Sellout.
No, that's the thing, is having to rebuild an ornament collection, it takes a while.
Years.
Because I don't like just putting them fucking, you know, like bulbs that you buy at like TJ Maxx just like the ball ornaments. True. Those things stink.
I'll tell you
I got some good ones.
Hallmark has a really nice collection out right now of some pop culture stuff from retro to now.
I need to check that out.
Obviously not here with me, but the storage locker, a Barney Rubble with a Miami Dolphins helmet.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's good ornament.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's number one.
I mean, yeah, I got a fucking Herky one that's pretty sweet. You know, I got a Rogers one that's
Kirk's
pretty
dogs.
Good. Kirk's dogs, obviously. Got a nice Packers helmet. Got a Bobby Orr one.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, number 2.
Yeah.
Greatest player of all time.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick. Yeah, we got a couple good ones. I got a couple good ones.
Toss 2, not 2.
You just have the random bulbs, too?
We did, but when we moved, we just threw all those away. I was like, these things fucking
Has
suck.
Murph marked it yet?
No, we had a real tree last year as well, and he did piss on it a couple times, but that was at that last house where, you know, I didn't give a fuck. Hey, piss inside if you want to. He doesn't do that at the new house.
Piss
so.
Inside here.
It's a good pup.
Yeah,
it's a good pup.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Be ready
so,
to
Z,
sleep
your
outside.
Tree is fake.
Yes.
What's your best ornament?
I got a Patty Kane on there.
Oh,
and
Gainer?
A Dick Buckus. I have a Dick Buckus with a broken leg.
Really?
Yeah, I dropped him. I dropped him.
I dropped him.
And I tried taping it up, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
I have a pup cat from the old tree for the pup.
Nice.
thing's dead.
You should bring it in and put it on there.
Apparently it's not.
Pupcat's alive and well. Yeah. We got him an advent calendar.
Yeah. This is fuck.
The pub will never die.
No one. Shout out to you. Never die. Why the fuck? Take me down to Ohio River.
What's next?
Oh, no.
This son of a bitch.
Autobots, roll out.
Incredible four-wheeled robot dog can hit speeds of 14 miles per hour and stand up on two legs. That's kind of slow, but the standing on two legs does concern me.
Yeah, plus when you think in 2 years when the next line in that goddamn sentence is, and rip your fucking throat out.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
Have a different tone.
See, why don't you just skip ahead to the...
For now, these things are fucking straight up
to the video.
Pussies, dog.
What? You think?
Wow. This one now is a different story.
This one does leave a lot of cause for concern.
Uh-huh. And I believe they're offering $200,000.
Just like warming up its shoulder right now to play.
Oh my god.
Hello, I am at work.
The man behind me, I'm going to kill him.
Where the fuck am I?
I'm ready for the bullpen.
These are the hands that will rip your testicles.
Why is your spine not in my hands yet? And they're offering $200K to use your face and your voice for these robots. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sign me up because they're going to take it for free anyway soon.
Yeah.
Can we put Mitt's voice on there?
Yeah, dude, I'd be down.
Hello. I don't think I like you. I'm going to rip your legs.
This is literally him talking.
You know, I saw some people on Twitter too saying like, "Oh, just squirt this thing with a squirt gun, dump some water on it."
Oh yeah,
because
that'll work.
Yeah, right, dude.
Show compassion.
This thing's got prop propellers popping out of it, jumping in the water.
Dude, we'll put
come
those people
you.
On the front line so they can die first.
I will kill you.
Do you
now.
See the one in the back right
Mitt,
here?
You don't have to do your voice. your voice.
What do you mean, dude?
Mitt was just impersonating his own voice.
Yeah, he was.
What a moment. What a moment.
Mitt, I think I'm hungry. I'm going to eat your penis. Nom, nom, nom.
Actually, Mitt, you may have the only weapon against the robots, and if you can somehow train the fruit flies to get inside their
circuit boards.
Come up the works.
So I can save the universe when these things fucking attack us.
Yeah. Talk to your boys.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Talk to your boys.
Does look like a pretty sweet Bluetooth speaker implanted in the chest cavity. Yeah. Like play some banging
fucking
tunes.
Tony Stark's fucking technology implanted in the chest.
The reactor.
Yeah, they play like Rammstein and just start going to fucking town on people.
Jarvis, give me Hard on Red.
Play Levels by Avicii. And it just starts fucking destroying your
play
entire house.
Play Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
Yeah, rip. I'm going to rip your throat out, the baby.
Horrifying, really.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's going to be tough. This does look like a flashback of Westworld, but
it does.
We'll be long gone by the time these things take over, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
This one looks pretty
good. Good luck, grandson. You're dead.
What's next? Another scintillating Uber fact. In Iceland, baby names must be approved by 3-person committee.
Yeah, so it's just doctor, mom, dad.
I like this. I mean, because then you don't have to get fucking 6'9 as your name or something like that.
That's not his real name.
Yeah, his real name's like what? Like
Dan Hernandez?
Jeff? Oh, okay. Dan.
His name's not 6'9.
No, believe it or not, it is not.
Yeah. You don't have to get
Dan.
Jeff Hernandez.
It's something like that. So I figured in Iceland they forced the committee, so you have to name it something like Volchenkov or something like
that. Michael Jackson couldn't have named his baby Blanket. Someone would be like, no, you can't.
We can't allow it.
Blanket would be nuts. No, I mean, that's like.
What if I want to name my son Barbarian King?
That's
that does pass in Iceland, actually. There are multiple Barbarian King Kuznetsov running around Iceland.
Kuznetsov
right now.
Is a very popular last name in Iceland.
It is. It is. Trying to think of the name of my goddamn Viking in Assassin's Creed, and I can't think of it.
How about fucking Gunnar Stahl?
There it is, Gunnar.
Nice.
Exactly. Barbarian King Gunnarsson.
Anyone from the Icelandic team.
Yeah. Harrison Wolf, the Dennis Danson.
Oh, yeah. A lot of wolves running around Iceland. Both names and animals.
Right. Species.
Is Emilio back on set for?
No, I don't get vaccinated, dude. No. I said, fuck you guys. I'm done.
Fucking new Charlie and his mom ruined everything. So.
They stink, huh?
Lorelai?
Have you guys finished that series?
Is there a second season?
Oh, yeah.
I never started it.
Didn't quite get through it.
Yeah, neither did I.
It stinks.
Was the turn off when Emilio had the 5XL hockey shorts on?
No, it was when Nick the Stick, the podcast kid, came on in the first 5 minutes of the show.
I thought you said Charlie Conway's impossible to handle because he's just like a short, chubby little kid and you couldn't watch him play hockey.
That's what I believe Gumpy said. But yeah, I mean, it's not wrong. It is true.
Okay. Okay, well, I forget.
The kid gets fucking kicked off the Hawks because he's not good enough. Or I think the Ducks by that
point. What? I thought Kanye.
Kanye was the head coach of the Hawks.
Is it his name, Kanye? Yeah. Kanye Conway?
Yeah. Does Kanye don't have the knuckle puck?
What? He doesn't. Not.
Who are the Bash Bros?
No Bash Bros.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. I didn't get.
This isn't Mighty Ducks. They should change the name.
It's Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Ducks.
Are these District 5?
No, unfortunately. Nope.
The Mighty Mouses.
They stink. They're cake eaters.
Ugh.
What's next?
There you go.
Bennett.
Yeah. There was always something unique about Black Adam. We spoke to The Rock about the Black Adam movie for the new issue.
Hell yeah.
Total Film Magazine, whatever this is.
Total Film is a great magazine.
Plus, TFM. Check out 3 exclusive new images from the set.
That looks a lot like Dr. Manhattan. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
I'm with you on that.
Robbery.
The Rock was probably inspired by the character and may also choose to show Dong in the film as
he
well.
Should. We will show
see. That'd be sweet, but I mean, he probably doesn't want to just because Dr. Manhattan's was 3 times the size of the poop that we saw earlier. And
true.
That is unhumane.
But you I'm not just stuck get, here with you.
You could just
you're
get,
stuck
like,
here with me.
Yeah. Bingo. You could just get like Nick Cannon to be a stand-in.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh. That would probably work, but you know, The Rock doesn't do stand-ins.
Have we all seen that?
Unfortunately.
Well, I still haven't seen it, but
Cannon's
I heard
dong,
he's got an
me neither.
Absolute swizzle stick in his pants.
I actually did hear that
should I just show
Pete
in
Davidson
studio?
And him.
Yeah, pull it up in studio.
No, please, no, Jamie. It's okay. I did hear, though, that Pete Davidson and Cannon have started a group together.
For, like, guys with fucking massive somersaults.
Yes,
let's
exactly.
Just say
see,
the name
honest,
Cannon makes a lot more
you
sense
put
now.
It up in studio.
Oh, yeah, because he has a Cannon. Yeah, I definitely think we'll get kicked off YouTube.
Oh, just in studio. No.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. He's not.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I just don't.
No, I'm good.
I don't really want to see it on the. I have to see all of these.
Yeah, see,
I couldn't find it right away.
Just look
they're
here
right
and I know
in my
that
fucking
can't come
face,
up here.
Dude. All right, next. Come on, next.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Oh,
holy right, is shit. He showing it?
Take it easy.
No, we're fucking.
Is this real? This is a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Good fucking stock image right there.
For sale.
Better.com CEO fires 900 employees over Zoom.
Like a Band-Aid.
He right said, hey, on. We're having a fucking Zoom meeting. Everyone get on it. And then he got on and he said, you're all fucking fired.
That's legendary.
So what I understood, I read, he created a billion-dollar company and just said, fuck you guys, I'm out.
Did he walk it
time
off?
Time to trim the fat.
Succession move. That yeah. Fucking guy.
Got it.
The guy. The,
got it.
The weirdo guy.
Whoa.
No, you said you guys you and Z were talking about.
Hey, sicko.
Who, Bombsgams?
No.
Bombsgams?
You'll see. Watch.
Okay, I'll see.
It's are you a sicko?
Yeah, I mean, firing on Zoom. I'm surprised this is the first time we've heard of this just because of how Zoom has become so common
oh, yeah,
for everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's been happening.
Yeah. I feel, been 900 happening. People, though.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
holy
that's
shit.
What was
that's
the...
A lot.
Yeah.
So did he have, like, 7 or 9 different Zooms set up with, like, 100?
No, I believe it was all one. It was
there's
one
100...
Zoom.
You can have 900-person Zoom?
Yeah, there's
they're probably banned for it.
Did he name them
it,
all off, or was it just everyone who was on the Zoom got the ass?
That would be electric
yeah.
If he pulled out the list like Chris Jericho and just went through every single
if it was just everybody that was on the Zoom, I mean...
Like your graduation.
Thank you all so much for your contributions. Yeah. I am going to have to fire each and every one of you. Have a nice life.
Goodbye.
Leave.
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
900 phone calls.
Oh,
security
I didn't realize.
Will see you out.
Somebody recorded it. The Zoom call.
Is there a clip?
I can't find it right now, but so it was a leaked video that was released. Mm.
That, well, that makes sense.
Awesome. Okay.
Did he say I'm actually not a cat?
Get the fuck. Didn't he say... something about
I'm not a
that
cat.
Son of actually, a bitch is fired
not,
or something.
Not me, I'm not a cat.
You sons of bitches are fired. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah,
what is better.com?
mortgage lending company.
Well, I mean, they're all scumbags anyway.
So that picture of the for sale site makes a little more sense now.
That is a sweet
The
picture.
Right mortgage could save you thousands. 24/7 support.
Doesn't make sense why it's an 8-bit, but you are correct.
I actually watched this on the TikTok, the guy that was recording it that got this thing big, and the CEO was just sitting there. He's like, you know, it's been a rough year for all of us, you know, the company, all of you guys, but I appreciate all your hard work. We are going to have to make some budget cuts. So every one of you in these following departments enlisted off like 3 minutes worth of departments.
That's awesome. You're fired.
Yikes.
Did you say you're laid off or you're fired?
You said we're just going to have to
look.
You're
fired! Just like that. You had a soundboard, right?
And
you
yeah.
just hit the.
Yep.
Awesome.
That'll happen.
What's next?
Oh, yes.
Colin Farrell to reprise the Penguin role in the Batman spinoff series for HBO Max.
Hell yeah.
So this is just what DC's doing now. They're just fucking all these characters. They're just giving them their own HBO Max. Like, this hasn't even come out yet. How do we know that it's even worth giving 10 episodes?
Well, it makes sense they're trying to
I'll
copy.
I'll watch it. Colin Farrell's a legend.
Yeah. Trying to copy what Marvel did, but this is what DC got in the trouble with last time. Is They're announcing this shit before you even let anyone see any of the stuff that
I
you're
think
making.
They announced this.
Didn't work last time.
They announced this early because they thought maybe if they announced this, they would. Brendan Fraser would know he can no longer play Penguin.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that was the goal here. Well,
also, the actor that they thought was easy. Who looks exactly like the Penguin that they aren't playing, they were basically like, hey, we need to establish Colin Farrell right off the bat that he's the best Penguin we've ever seen.
Yeah, you're right. And listen, I'll watch 10 hours Oswald Cobblepot. Yeah. I mean, I'll do it.
True Detective with just Colin Farrell. You know, it would have worked.
Yeah, Ray Velcoro.
Come
on. Did they
on.
Ever bring a True Detective back, or
no,
is it done?
It's done.
It's a good run. Done.
The last season was good. But if you were to
first
put them in reverse, like, so that's the thing. If you went third season to second season to first season,
they peaked so way
it'd be,
too quick.
Exactly.
I thought the Vince Vaughn Farrell one was pretty electric.
Me too. No, it was good. The first one's just like the best season of television.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams. What's she been up to?
Tim Riggins, dude.
Yeah, Tim Riggins.
Rachel McAdams
is an absolute rocket.
I think she's in a movie coming out.
What was that movie where she was on the plane?
Fucking
Red Eye.
Red
Plane
Eye.
With Ooh. Killian.
Yeah, with Killian Murphy. I also saw, and I don't know if you guys did, the Leo movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up. And this is probably what's going to start happening. In theaters December 10th. On Netflix, December 24th.
Okay.
I like that.
So give you 2 weeks in the theaters, probably get some percentage, then they just have a flat fee, that, and then it goes to a streaming service.
I like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like that.
The guy who did the first season of True Detective as the director.
Cary Joji Fukunawa?
Yeah, he's big time.
Now. Oh, yeah, he directed the last Bond movie.
So I don't know if he's going to be... Probably spending not. Any more time.
Yeah, definitely not. And Nick Pizzolatto, the guy who wrote it, is like doing something. He's like an author too. So.
Come on, Nick.
That's not no.
Pizzolatto and Fuka.
Cary Joji Fukunawa.
Fukunawa. I mean, team up.
Was somebody asking for Rich Bagham's McAdams' last movie?
Yep. Yeah.
House Play Party. Ja Ja Ding Dong.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? No wonder he hasn't been in much.
WandaVision or
no way.
That's what it says right here by title, unless I'm looking it up wrong. But
no, I think you're right.
Play Ja Ja Ding Dong.
Probably why she hasn't gotten
fucking
another role.
No!
Get back out there, Rach.
Dude,
she might
amazing.
Be done. I thought she was having a kid or something.
Maybe.
No, is she in the new Doctor Strange movie?
No.
Really?
No.
Into the multiverse?
It shows her for Doctor Strange 2016. But nothing after that.
Interesting. Oh.
So yeah, it goes basically True Detective ended 2019.
Into Westing.
Rachel! Doctor Strange. That was his slam piece.
It was.
So what?
Guess what?
What?
Steve Strange is going to find another slam
piece. Oh, that's right. We're going into the multiverse.
Yeah.
Going to have multi-slam
pieces.
Steven's going to
get his Strange
on. Uh-huh.
What's next?
Data.
Netflix drops official trailer for Tiger King spinoff, The Doc Antle Story.
Were we just talking about this?
Yeah. That's what someone said. You guys want it? You got it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Come on.
I was kidding.
Yeah, I'm done with Tiger King.
I will watch Doc Antle.
Yes.
Has anybody seen the second Tiger King?
No.
I'm only supposed to watch it.
Oh, yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no chance.
I looked at it. I saw it on the screen. I threw it on. I almost threw up.
But yeah. When it was just fucking that Joe Exotic fucking in jail talking shit. I
with
was
his whole face cut out.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. That's why. I would...
No, thanks. Give me.
Give me Bhagavan.
Yeah, Bhagavan is just... So, basically, I convinced five women that we should just all be married at the same time.
And they can't ever have shirts on, and they have to have massive gans.
Yep, can't leave the house. I'll come and go as I please.
Which one is Doc Antle?
Big guy who was riding the elephant.
He had, like, the long ponytail. White hair. And, like, the
only has sex with multiple women at the same time.
Is the guy on the jet ski?
No.
No, that's Kenny Powers.
That guy definitely only has sex with multiple women.
Yeah.
Fair. That's Bhagavan, dude.
Is this?
Bhagavan.
I'm not going to say it.
What?
Say it.
I know what you're going to say.
No, what?
Say what's it. Next? Carry Let's on. Move it on.
No, no, go ahead.
Ooh. Who's got the donkey?
Speaking of, Connor.
This is the stuff in your fridge, dude.
No, gnocchi is quite delicious. This is a potato-based pasta, and someone stole $30,000 of it in a daring heist.
Jesus Christ.
Daring but delicious heist.
I love fucking gnocchi, dude.
Me too, man. So good.
Fucking good red sauce on there.
Oh,
you like red? I like
pesto.
A...
Pesto.
Yeah.
I don't mind like it with a pesto, but I like
a vodka.
I like
a vodka sauce or a...
You like the red sauce?
I like it with a red sauce.
I like the pesto sauce. I like the vodka sauce. You have no idea.
Don't do that.
Creamy garlic.
What?
You.
What? What? You don't like the vodka sauce?
I've been on a big ravioli and fucking gnocchi kick.
Ooh. Chef Boyardee?
No. No.
What?
I like it with a good, like, tomato cream sauce.
Oh. Yeah, tomato cream's delicious. An Alfredo sauce?
Yeah.
You can get the flavored ganache, can't you?
Whoa.
What yeah, you can.
Whoa.
What was that?
Alfredo's a little heavy.
Hey, he's just get a lesson about the fucking gnocchi.
Gnocchi naturally is a heavier.
You
ain't
gnocchi,
heavier,
eat it with the fucking gravy.
Wake up, huh?
You know, fucking problem, pal?
No.
You don't eat this shit with ketchup, all right?
I love ganache.
Oh, no.
Ketchup and egg noodles, huh?
You think it's ganache, huh? I'll show you fucking ganache.
It's good haul, boys.
I didn't know it was $30,000. Good to know. It's supposed to be the fucking gold potatoes from Ireland.
No, they're not. No.
We only use the gold potatoes and not ganache.
Hey, look, we don't like those fucking Irish bastards, but when we get their gold potatoes, yeah, we sell that shit for more than good. More gnocchi than you could fucking find, huh?
Contrary to popular belief, you Mick bastard. Whoa. You can grow potatoes anywhere. Hey. Just because you guys could only grow one thing and fuck that up doesn't mean we got to come to you for potatoes.
You're goddamn right you do for the gold potatoes, motherfucker. We have the premier potatoes for gnocchi, all right? Nah, Jesus. Sometimes these fucking guys.
Don't make me get that get.
What's next?
Boys, I know that you guys have noticed that, you know, I might be dressing a little better these days.
You have been.
You have been.
Good, dude.
I've
noticed it.
You have.
It did not go unnoticed.
Thank you. I'm glad it didn't because this company, and I'm doing a little tease here because I love it this much and I want there to be a little suspense.
Okay.
Has really changed my wardrobe completely, and that would be... Public Red.
God, you have been saying this.
What? I'd rather be caught dead than wear my favorite pair of sweats outside of the house.
Yeah.
Why is it that clothes that are most comfortable are the most unattractive?
I don't know.
Is it too much to ask to be comfortable and confident at the same damn time?
I don't think so.
It's not.
That's why you've got to go to Public Rec. They make elevated athleisure wear in multi-dimensional sizes because they believe that comfort starts with a better fit.
Fuck yeah.
Their best-selling all-day, everyday pant is available in over 40 different sizing combinations and can fit men anywhere from 5'8 to nearly 7 feet
tall.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, holy shoot is right, Ty. They go from 5'8 to 7 feet. You know what type of range that is?
That's basically every guy on this planet for the most part.
Damn near every guy on the planet, Ty. A better fit is the secret to making these comfortable pants look good. Now your favorite lounge pants can also be your go-tos for work, happy hour, the gym. That's what I've been using at work here, and that's why you guys are like, damn, you guys, you do look better. And that's all thanks to Public Rec. I genuinely love Public Rec. If you're looking for, you know, those comfy pants that you can still wear out, you know, or just the pants that you want to just hang out in at home,
right?
Public Rec is the place to go. Public Rec rarely discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for the pod listeners.
Really? Nice.
Go to publicrec.com and use promo code THEPOD to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com and use promo code THEPOD, THEPOD, for 10% off. Go use it right now. Public Rec is the best. Oh,
Harvey.
Kind of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Stick your penis in the tree, Peter.
Made her husband, Peter Sarsgaard, make love to a tree for a short film she directed.
Fuck the tree, Peter.
It's almost ruined Dopesick for me.
Yeah, I know. I'll be honest. But then I remembered.
We want to cure the world of pain.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it was pretty sick.
What was the last show I remember her? Deuce Deuce? Was that the show?
She was in the Deuce.
I have not seen her in anything in so long.
This has been a big Peter Sarsgaard show lately.
It has been.
He's hot.
Fucking legend.
And Skarsgård.
Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah.
Banging trees.
Lucas Mattsson.
Lucas Mattsson.
I love Skarsgård.
Where do I remember Peter from?
He's Skarsgård, too. Beast.
We were talking about him in
Green Lantern.
Yeah, with the massive head.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That guy's fucking true.
Power and knowledge. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I need more power.
Because Zito used the greatest reference of all time for his acting career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a bad guy in Green Lantern. What?
Yeah, no, he is awesome. He's obviously in Dopesick, but man, him having to screw a tree. Has anybody seen this short film?
Not yet. I'm going to have to check it out.
Is it on Pornhub or where can you even watch it?
It's on Keys movies.
I think they have a couple's OnlyFans.
Okay, okay. That probably crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarsgaard.
Yeah.
Gimme, gimme.
Sure. What's the name of this fucking thing?
Tree fucker?
My husband in the tree.
Excuse me. Tree fucker.
Hey, I know you.
What's next?
You super new farmer, then fuck that tree.
We used to be a country, damn it. A proper country. I didn't understand this. Are they pissed that this is happening?
Because
this looks
pissed.
Pretty fucking sweet to
what
me.
What is this, two pints and a potato?
That's dinner,
steak.
Baby.
Steak.
I thought they were pissed it's not happening
This is
anymore.
A steak and potato dinner with a couple beers.
What's the issue?
I don't see an issue either.
See, I thought this is an old photo.
Oh, this is what it used to be like.
Yes.
I
don't know, though.
I don't know. I mean, those Bud Light wide cans look pretty new.
It's
new
style. This is definitely circled
the
around.
The Budweiser cans look old.
Yes, that's why I was confused.
Well, no, this vintage. Was just prepackaged cans. Stuff in Stone Cold's garage.
Oh,
it's freezer
it. Stone Cold meal prep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
It's a great idea, by the way.
Sirloin, tater, right? Couple beers, wait. Every night, wait.
If you want to live to your 103, this is your dinner every
night. Yeah. Seriously, though.
This is great. I would do this.
They
I'd
still
buy
do this.
A
couple spoonfuls of whiskey.
They also have steak and eggs for breakfast every morning.
Yeah.
What do you think the price should be for this?
Wiggy and a coffee.
That...
$14.99.
That's a great deal. What?
That's unbelievable. Upgrade to the New York Strip for $16.99. What?
So that's a $3 meal.
$19.99. What?
Filet.
What?
What? $25. It looks like a $25.
I mean, that potato looks like a boulder too.
That is a ribeye steak, which is a top level steak.
Good cut of beef. What? What?
Those ain't fucking some Mickey Mouse cans.
No, either. Those are pounders.
No, those are 16 ounces.
Oh, those are tall boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to bring it. I got to bring yours in still.
Yeah, no shit. Put it under the tree, dude.
Yeah, I got that goddamn thing at a 7-Eleven.
I left it out
Mitt
for little Sam,
up.
But he never showed.
Yeah.
So.
What?
That is an unreal dinner right there. Though.
It is.
Might have it tonight.
I'm going to get one of those.
I'm going to save mine for breakfast.
I'm
What's
so
next?
Hungry.
Bill.
We saved the best for last. Bill, what the hell is this?
So this dude went kind of viral for looking like every other fucking white man that lives in Indiana and holding up his Kroger card. So, well, I was born in Indiana, like I should say.
So this guy's you if he drank the ooze, if you drank the ooze.
Yes. So, yes. This is a little bit of photo manipulation. He is not this much taller than me. As you can see, the photographer stood on his side of the stairs.
Same stairs.
Bill, why'd you offer to pose on your knees? Why didn't you fucking go on your tippy toes?
So he asked me, he was like, do you want me to go down a step? I'm like, no, it's not that bad. You're not that much taller than me. And then the photo came out.
This man is a foot and a half taller than you. I don't know.
Yeah, Bill, you need to reach out to Siciliano and say sorry.
Is he wearing high heels?
Good guy, though.
You guys are on the same stairs.
Did you guys sit next to each other the whole game?
Yeah. They put me right next to him.
Was he a good guy?
Yeah, no, great guy.
How many bodies did you two dissect after the game?
Yeah. You know, we had a great time. It was a lot of conversation, a lot of common bonding.
What did you guys actually talk about? What did you guys talk about? Eating intestines and shit?
You like chicken liver?
I love chicken liver.
The extent of our conversation was like, oh, man, we do look alike. And then we went quiet for like 15 minutes. And he's like, you play video games? I'm like, yeah, man. Well, went quiet for another 15 minutes. And
sounds left awesome. At halftime.
Do you have sex in Cyberpunk
yet? I'll fix your dog.
Dude, I put a bunch of warts on my dick. It was awesome.
So after you guys think left, about hunting together or something? RV, and he taught you how to cook meth, right?
That's what I mean, man.
Look at the fucking guy.
Jesus.
The guy's a blow
up. Standing right next to you.
That was too far, man.
The guy's a valet at the fucking airport.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's a nice, respectable fucking job.
Anybody like who valets at the airport is awesome.
Second quarter starts. No, I've been exclusively XNXX for a while now, actually. I've been off the hub for a little bit now.
I forgot all about it.
The whole got so centralized.
It was bullshit. I was done with it. Fuck, OnlyFans is better than the hub these days.
You know what I mean?
What's next?
Thanks, Bill.
Attaboy, Bill.
Oh, here we go. You can rent the Home Alone house on Airbnb. Where's this house?
Chi-town.
What? I thought it was on Long Island where the fucking Noki was.
You son of a bitch.
You better watch it, you fucking rat bastard.
What?
You think a fucking McAllister is living on Long Island, dude?
I mean, once I just realized fucking Home Alone 2's in New York, I knew I was wrong, but shit.
I think I'm interested.
Yeah. Blockbuster made no sense.
How expensive is this thing?
Probably not cheap.
They were running it for like, it was super cheap. It was like $5 or something a night or something. It was ridiculous.
There's no way
Are you joking?
They sold this house for over like $1 million.
Yeah, dude, this thing.
Bill, we're not talking about renting the movie.
$1,000.
Renting the movie.
Oh wow, $25.
Yeah. $25.
Oh, I want to stay here.
How many bums are living in this place
right now?
So this is just like some sort of that's wild. Bill.
What is that?
I think Buzz.
Oh! Is Buzz's girlfriend still there?
I thought Buzz was a weirdo now.
Woof.
No.
Woof.
No, dude. Devin Ratray, he's a legend.
Oh, okay. I thought he.
So they did the same thing for Fresh Prince's house, and it was only you can only use one bedroom.
Yes.
And that was it. Like, you can't use the whole house.
And Blockbuster just had like a bed in movies.
Sleep, yeah.
And like milk duds. Okay.
No pets, no smoking, no infants allowed.
Oh,
no smoking. Four guests with two bedrooms, one and a half baths.
I can't smoke my fucking cigarettes.
The bathroom essentials will be provided. Just make sure the toothbrush you bring is approved by the ADA. Oh, good fucking
good joke,
dude.
Good joke.
Oh.
Fucking nailed it.
I would only eat fucking pizza and Stouffer's macaroni and cheese for sure.
Oh, hold up. Scroll up. There was something right there. Hold on. Airbnb says closely monitoring Chicago infection rates and government policies. It will offer booking guests a $1,000 USD Airbnb travel credit if it becomes necessary to cancel the stay.
Sheesh.
Oh, I'll just book it right now so it gets canceled.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to have to cancel. I still get my $1,000, right?
All right.
My son got lost in New York.
Get it?
Alone. That is a sweet house.
Huh? Yeah, it is.
So you just rent this and just have sex all over it.
Yeah, just beat off in every room and then kind of call it a day.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to sleep her, actually. I'm going home.
Is that like a problem for Airbnb owners that people just like rent it out and film like porn or like OnlyFans in their house?
Well, I mean, you tell us, Bill.
I feel like that'd be like a large issue.
I think after Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly had that post about the table and that even that table should be burned alive or whatever, they've kind of cracked down on it.
When we were looking for Tampa houses, they said no cameras.
Yeah.
So to break down the
Tampa, Florida.
Well, Tampa's a little bit different.
That's right.
Tampa's a dangerous place.
It's the biggest, baddest Tampa.
There's a lot of strip clubs in porn there.
The petition to stop interviewing Will and Jada Pinkett Smith has already received over 11,000 signatures.
Who cares? Oh, that's why there's a petition for it.
What's this all about?
They want people to stop talking about their sex life.
Yeah, essentially.
Nobody fine by me.
This did remind me. Has anybody seen the Kid Cudi doc?
Oh, yes. Love it.
It's very good.
I'll watch it tonight.
He's best friends with Shia LaBeouf. You get a lot of Shia LaBeouf just unfiltered.
Like behind the scenes, Even Stevens stuff?
No.
He does talk about Even Stevens.
Yeah, stuff, he talks about how...
I'm not just an Even Stevens star.
Yeah, he like came up in that business. The reason it reminds me is because the Smith kids are also in it.
Oh, well, you really sold it.
For a very short period, okay?
There's a part, not really a spoiler.
I mean,
Shia
stinks too. I don't
know. Shia goes over there when he's doing the rock and roll stuff. And Kid Cudi kicks him out, and they don't talk for 5 years after that.
Yeah. That is a spoiler, but it is awesome.
Well, that is Zito.
He goes in and he plays the album for him, and Shia LaBeouf goes, Scott, this ain't it, dude.
I don't think anybody's going to watch it anyways.
Yeah. It's awesome. It is actually really good. You will also listen to Man on the Moon for the next time. 2 months.
It's cool how they do it. They do every soundtrack, every single song.
Ahoy!
What's that?
Dun dun dun, ba dun dun. You, nobody. Oh, Solo Dolo. Yeah, I've been listening to that song on repeat. Yeah. They do go
ahoy.
Into.
Ding 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 ding.
They go into like how Day and Night was the first song and how he like blew up and went to Australia and all this shit and was working retail and then the other people he was working with. It is sweet.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah, Kanye is interviewed in it and Kanye does actually sound like a human in it.
Whoa. I'll
check it out. All right.
Check it out, buddy.
What's next?
Check it out, buddy. It's on Amazon.
Oh, dude.
Tesla launched a $1,900 four-wheel ATV for kids resembling its Cybertruck on Thursday, and it sold out within hours. Remember when Zito tricked everyone, said he was getting the Cybertruck?
Yeah.
Well, no. Did you hear what happened? He saw that the new Hummers, or Elon saw the new Hummers, were going to be able to do the crab driving
shit.
The
Hummers are awesome.
So he put a tweet out right away, we just have a new update in our new Cybertruck. By the way, ours gonna have. So he's basically, every time someone comes out with a new thing in their vehicles, he tweets it out exactly a second after and says, oh yeah, the Cybertruck will have that as well.
Genius.
Okay, well, so it'll never come out then.
It never comes out. They literally have added 40 new things since I put the $100 down.
But aren't the updates for Teslas, don't they just do it from home base and then they update them overnight?
Well, they haven't made any yet. Yeah. That's the thing. I
thought they were in Russia already.
It's never coming out.
They moved the whole company to Texas that one day, and that was the last I heard. I'm not in the emails anymore. They stopped emailing me.
What? Oh, whoa.
Thanks for $100, sucker.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I got caught.
Yeah, I actually almost bought one of these, but I don't have a garage. Yeah, I actually almost did.
These things
look so fucking cool. I want one so bad.
No,
Tesla doesn't expect to start Cybertruck.
Dude, you buy them with Apple Pay.
You didn't even think about it.
Tesla doesn't expect to start Cybertruck production until the end of 2022.
They said 2021 before. It's bullshit.
Nice job, Z.
I don't want my money back, Elon. You can keep it.
Next.
Oh,
that's it. Bottom of the barrel.
I felt like we had more.
All right.
Well, we appreciate everyone for hanging out with us for that last little bit there. It was a good time, wasn't it?
Good time.
I think everybody had fun.
Watch that Kid Cudi dog. Enjoy it.
Watch poop.
Ghost. Yeah. Watch every power show you can while you can.
Wear your masks if you can.
That's right. And remember, enjoy your gnocchi because it could get taken.
All right, that's it. That's the show.
It's a fucking red sauce.
Get the
gravy and the gnocchi.
See you next week.